Podly-dum.
All the cycles. All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podly-dum.
Spelled backwards.
Leap. Dumb.
Podcast.
Leap. Dumb.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap. Dumb.
Podly-dum. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Podly-dum, aka Top Model Podcast, spelled backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and girls like ass, okay?
I'm JDB Crump, and only the strong survive, and I wish her the best of luck with everything.
And I'm Lex Basile Price, and boys, you rolling that head, but you're bored, you're sweaty, you're horny.
Tag yourself. Which one are you?
Are you bored, sweaty, or horny?
We are here today to discuss Cycle 21, Episode 5, The Guy Who Starts a Fight. You know, I mean, that's what the episode is
it
about.
It is what happens.
Sure.
But I've retitled it, The Girl Who Gets Sentenced to Top Model Probation.
Which is so funny for the next episode where the title is basically that. But stay in the present with me, dear listeners, because we have a double-double.
Pretty close.
Of new Spotify for podcaster supporters, Caitlin and Taylor. Which we discussed beforehand. Mm-hmm. Caitlin Taylor sounds a little high-end boutique.
Little country
sounds a little country music star. Mm-hmm. Kelsey Bellarini, is that a name of a person? I feel like she'd
sounds
be friends
like
with Caitlin Taylor.
Caitlin's Taylor's for Caitlin Taylor.
To be just like Caitlin and or Taylor, and go to the Clixel below and donate today. And also, it seems like still all the bugs have been fixed, so
you can
rest assured with confidence. Speaking of confidence, if you listen to our special extra long mailbag episode, one of the discussion topics was best portfolios from America's Next Top Model contestants. We discussed many, and we saw on Twitter and Discord people discussing their own. Thank you for adding your opinion. One that I wanted to highlight, because I agree and I was such a fan of this person, I can't believe I forgot. Cycle 13, Ray.
Well, you forgot because it just went right over her short little head.
But seriously, I looked back and I was like, yeah, she just shouldn't have been eliminated. She, again, in a Joni-esque thing, the commercial's bad. Everything else was brilliant.
If only other people hadn't been good at the commercials for the cycle.
If only they weren't invested in Aaron being awful.
JW, you said brilliant, but I think you meant brilliant.
Perfect. Of all the segues, you are living your peak segue life, Lex. Because I actually got gaslit. Because I was like, there's no way. There's no way. It's so large on the digital art.
Digital art gave up this cycle. I don't
know.
Sometimes there's only two quotes and sometimes there's like a word.
Someone broke up with digital art. And they are casting about trying to find themselves again.
And then the other one, Great Energy, is not on the screen fully.
No.
And it's also in papyrus.
And also we need it both ways.
I did kind of love that they were just like tangramming the two photos together to be like, it's kind of here.
Also peaking this episode generally is Ben. I found Ben very endearing this episode. He got himself just the right amount of screen time. You don't actually want more of Ben than this, which we will find out shortly. Mm. But him, who's thatting his own photo, I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
I honestly think we're watching someone in real time discover their personality.
Yes.
I truly think this is like watching someone go to college and they've never gotten to really just do things by themselves. And it's so endearing.
Ben picks Adam.
Yeah.
And can we talk real quick about how hot Adam's brother is?
Adam's brother is so fucking hot.
Yeah, that man can get it.
honestly, it's a gorgeous family. Like, they showed that family picture, and I was like, put them in movies, all of them.
Adam's brother is like, all the problems I have with Adam seem not in Adam's brother. And maybe that's because he's not talking.
Adam's actually in the bottom 1% of partiers, his brother, I mean.
Yeah.
He's the one of the worst partiers in the world.
I don't understand the way the contestants are treating the Tyra suite this season. Like, they're fully moving in whenever they get picked.
These empty closets, and they're putting their full wardrobe in. And then in the next episode, Ben will have to talk about how laborious it is to move out.
Yeah. Just don't unpack like that.
I almost feel like Adam started this. Because Adam says, well, I promise to pick you next week. Like, Adam's going to get a first call out.
Ben's like, oh, thanks. Ben's like, I'll just win again, actually.
Do we think those two ties sitting in the empty closet were Keith's?
100%, yes.
Okay.
1,000,000%.
There was something so funny and sad about Adam describing his own job as sitting in a cube and crushing Excel.
I never had a quicker backup quote.
I gotta say, though, it's nice to hear Adam talk about things that make him a real human being.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, because I literally was like, you have a job?
I thought partying was your job. Yeah. Your schedule sounded so busy and full.
Yeah, where was... Actually, exactly. In the schedule between sex and pool, where was crushing Excel? I want
to be fair, that was his ideal day.
I loved Will and Lennox hanging outside the Tyra suite on the bench. As surprised as us about Winnie being eliminated.
Oh, everyone is just smacked in the face with the reality of the competition all of a sudden. You know how you talked about Ben's getting a glow up as a character? A little bit more endearing, a little bit more like, oh, we're going to be sad when Ben's gone. Keith is doing the opposite journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've tried to be like, maybe Keith's being constantly asked about Kari, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just so constant and they're finally getting pieces. But when he says that Kari is God's gift to me. Because even if he had said God's gift to the world, I'd been like, yeah.
I didn't even accept God's gift to men. It's really gross, but whatever.
It's so general, though. But God's gift to me.
There's also a way to say this sentiment where you're like, oh my God, she's so amazing. It feels like she was created in a lab just for me.
For me.
That would be less gross somehow.
Yeah.
But this like divine will that he is entitled to carry, because that's how it comes across to me. It's not that she's perfect for him. It's that she is like his property. And it's because of other things that he said, using her as leverage. There's just an objectification of Kari from Keith that is like so gross.
It's also fascinating to me that both Keith and Denzel don't seem to allow for the possibility that people can fake attraction. Oh, that you can act attraction and not actually feel it. This whole concept is wild. And I don't know if it's because they would be incapable of
I was about to say, maybe attraction. They just can't fake it.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that possibility doesn't seem to exist. And it's so funny because like this quote-unquote makeout between Mariana and Kari is the least sexy thing that's ever happened. They have like a little planning meeting right before it happens. Yeah, and then we'll pull back.
There was actually a little planning meeting. I feel like there was negotiation, there was consent, there were definitions. And then also the men decide it has to be 12 seconds.
And well, I really appreciated Kari, who's obviously like, yeah, whatever, I'll kiss whoever, I don't care. Being like, Mariana, we're only going to do this if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Do we think
especially when Mariana's so long. Yeah.
Do we think that Matthew did this as like punishment for the gang up he got about
1,000,000%. I said, so we didn't set this up. They're playing truth or dare after someone says, what innocent game can we play? And someone's like, truth or dare. And I'm like, no,
not with adults. Sure. No.
The only thing worse is 7 minutes in heaven. What are you talking about? Matthew immediately is like, I'm going to get revenge. Finally. So because Matthew's like, Kari says dare. He's like, make out with Mariana. Make her keep cheating on that boyfriend.
With everyone. And then the double standard, especially from Keith and Denzel, of, wow, this is so fucking hot. Oh, you can't go back, though, I thought. That's what I heard last week.
I guess Kari will still be attracted to you, Keith, somehow.
This is such a thing that was a certain type of person's mindset for such a long time, that gay men kissing, when that happened, or even not even gay men, but just two men kissing, now you're gay forever. But women kissing, that's always experimentation. It's fascinating how many people jump through hoops in their brains to get there.
They act like this tame, timed kiss is so sexy. And I'm like, this is just silly.
They're acting. But it's so rooted in, weirdly, I don't think it's rooted in homophobia per se. I actually think it's rooted in misogyny. In yes. that, like, a woman's sure. sexuality isn't really her own. It's only in relationship to men. And so yeah. women making
what
out with
what they're
other...
doing to make me hot and bothered.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is for me. Yeah.
I wish after it happened, though, Matthew had leaned in and be like, see, same-sex stuff is really hot. Right, everybody?
Yes, because that would have hidden the fact that the fireball, the leader handle of fireball, has a black sticker that says whiskey time on it.
Whiskey Ugh. Time. Oh, and here we go. Romeo, such a drip. And he literally says, I'm paraphrasing, but not really.
No.
He says, everyone's off being friends. Meanwhile, I'm a witch.
You are not a witch. You are a manipulator. Because you yeah. literally say that you're psychologically manipulating these people.
You're a sociopath. Mm-hmm. Those are two different things.
And also just so boring.
One, like, playing with that chunky crystal in the corner, like, that's a thing.
Speaking of chunky things, Miriada has added some earrings to her confessional look. She is, like, short hair. You can see my earrings now. Can't wait to display
game.
My earrings.
Can we talk about the pattern on the one bedspread in the basement room? Because I can't figure out what it is. Is it shells? Is it diamonds? Is it soft focus lips?
There's also...
It looked a little clam-based.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
There's also a pillow that half of it is in, like, sequins, and I can't imagine sleeping on such a thing. Everything, all the bedding is so chintzy. Everything looks like leftovers at TJ Maxx Home Goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little Marshalls vibes.
Yeah.
You know, like, not when Marshalls restocks. Like, when exactly. you're at the end of the Marshalls week.
It's like Pier 1 going out of business.
Everything that no one wanted mm-hmm. went into this house. This empty house.
Y'all, the best day of my life. I have to tell a liquidation story.
Ooh, I have to. I love liquidation.
The best day of my life. And I still owned so many of the pieces. I've never bought anything until this point from American Apparel. But when that started going out of business, I walked through a huge store that was like 99% off. Everything's a little bit too big, but literally everything I got was like a dollar.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, you don't care about throwing it out later.
No! I'll use it as a dish rag if it's a dollar. Get the hoodie.
To be fair, it'll also fall apart. In 5 wears. So.
Denzel starts to being like, I'm glad she has a boyfriend because then I don't have to be emotional with her.
Yeah, one of Mariana's main draws for Denzel is that she has a boyfriend. He's into it. He likes it. It gives mm-hmm. him permission to not see her as a full person.
Well, as a man and as a woman. Mm-hmm.
I love Denzel's binary definitions of it got very women be shopping after a uh-huh. while.
Was like after a while, basic, almost immediately.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
Men now, hold soft things, women hold hard things. Tee-hee.
Can I say though, this brought a core memory back, not of my life, but of something I watched that I always thought was really stupid. And I wonder if, because I know Lex, you've seen some Degrassi.
Yes.
There's this plot, and I'm so sorry for everyone who's never seen Degrassi, The Next Generation. I'll try to explain. It's one of the dumbest things they've ever done. And I normally
think a lot.
Yeah, they've done a lot. There was a character that was a trans male character. And we saw that journey, you know, throughout the show. The character's name was Adam. And there was another character that Adam started dating, a woman. And the two of them are making out, hooking up. And the woman, I think her character's name was Annie, started touching Adam and kept saying, I like how soft you are. And then that cued Adam to be like, you don't want a man. You want a woman. You're a lesbian. And then I was just like, that seems like a leap in logic.
That's a
and
full was, leap. I'm sorry, there's soft boys.
Was she actually a lesbian?
The character was a lesbian for the rest of the show, so... And I was just like, that's one time Degrassi got it wrong.
That's going to be up there with Law and Orders, Is This Because I'm a Lesbian, as worst ways to identify the gays among us on a TV show.
I just, when Denzel said men like soft things and women like hard things, I was like, Degrassi agreed.
See, that reminded me of a time in college where my friends and I robo-tripped. And one of the friends freaked out and forced us to list soft things to make them feel more safe.
How am I the person that was friends with every fucking druggie in my high school? I literally, my friend and I who worked at a coffee shop, he blended shrooms in the work blender.
That's not what that Nespresso is for.
And yet I'm the straight edge one of this group.
Hannah and I just like to party. We're in the top 1% of partiers.
And then yet everyone on the street thinks I'm a smoker and asks me for cigarettes all the time.
It's just because you wear that beanie and jewelry.
Well, fabulous.
I always dress like I'm going to or from the gym, even when I'm not.
Never gets asked for anything.
Nope. Nope. Don't have any room for to hold things. Mm-mm. We head to the LA Fashion District.
What time is it?
Who could say?
It's the dark of night, according to our establishing shots.
Also, both of these episodes have weird pacing and timeline issues. We're getting a lot more photo shoot before challenge moments, and I do not understand why.
I would like to say that here, Tyra's hair looks great.
I think the whole look honestly works. Mm-hmm. I think she looks great.
She's there with a film camera. Don't ask. Don't worry about it. And she says, the one thing that is beneath 90% of photos in fashion is sex.
Beneath, not behind, what which is the beneath? Word I would have used.
Also, then we see her only doing runway stuff. So what happened to photos?
A good question.
Well, there was something funny because she mentions a Tyra 2 list of Victoria's Secret at Sports Illustrated. We see a photo from a runway show of Victoria's Secret, but then how weird was it to show Tyra holding her Sports Illustrated magazine instead of just the picture?
And then the ADR, I will say, got better the more honest she was about her career.
Maybe that's when she's just better at ADRs, when honesty's there. It's a genuineness that's coming through.
Was anyone expecting a panty drop?
No. And what a strange sentence. Because making love to the camera, I think, is a commonly used phrase that people have heard before.
Sure.
But to end it with, I learned how to make love to the camera without having to take my panties off. Like, that's something most people have to do.
Yes.
Is insane.
I find it, the language that Tyra's about to use is her at her, like, loosey-gooseyest and also horniest.
Yeah.
And it's so odd because we have gotten conditioned that Tyra doesn't know what sex is.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's almost like Tyra heard your comment in a previous episode, Lex. It was like, I'll show Pod lead him.
I'm not a 14-year-old's idea of sex. I'll figure it out.
The whole thing is very, like, Top Model After Dark. It's the middle of the night in a blacked-out room, and all there is a video camera and a full-length mirror. Like, what?
Why was the video camera here?
I mean, to get the movement shots of them doing these three silly things.
But for what end?
I agree. For the edit of the episode, that's it. This feels like something that would normally be them doing it in front of a mirror.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, but a long mirror, not an individual one where she could go person to person as they practice.
A real trough of a mirror.
Why was this not at a dance studio? There are a million in Los Angeles.
Well, because if she does that again, someone's going to quit.
Well,
she learned from Asbury.
Two lessons like this before, you know, in pain, sexy, all that stuff. But now we have three new steps.
Hold up. Maybe the dance studio that she always rented finally watched the show and they're like, ew, not in our studio.
We teach children.
Yeah. We're doing Cinderella right now.
We're a Christian establishment, Tyra.
The only sex we want is between siblings who are ballroom dancing together.
And they're Mormon. Three new steps for sexy.
Step one, work the smirk.
I wanted smirk to be written with an E. So bad.
What a missed opportunity.
Which is, according to Tyra, intensity of the eyes, but entice and tease with a little side smile, which Matthew just automatically starts doing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah?
That's just his face of choice.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's kind of his default.
It's just new it's the same smiles you've always done.
I will say, we've been generous to Matthew for good reason. He seems like a cool person, but Matthew is a mouth licker. Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like in this, he was like, finally had permission to be like, oh, I'm going to chap up these lips with all my licking.
And when Tyra says that it's a smize with a side smile, we cut to, from the opening, her not doing it.
Doing it.
Why would you pick that clip? I will say, Tyra at her most casual normal. It was very funny when she was with Keith and she was like, he did something that she called the LL Cool J thing. And she was like, no, only LL Cool J can do that. You can't steal his shit. And I was like, Tyra!
This was the best joke Tyra's ever made when she said, you owe him $100,000.
It was really funny. Maybe, weirdly, go with me. Maybe Tyra likes Keith, not exclusively from a place of being attracted to Keith, but for whatever reason, Keith reminds her of someone she can be herself around. Why is this Keith that gets this? Because everyone else, she's so
comfortable.
Tyra. And Lennox reminds her of someone that she despises.
But before we get to Lennox, we have Raylia speaking truth about virginity. Mm-hmm. And that it's bullshit, basically. Yep.
And it's kind of great because it's juxtaposed with Lennox. Because in Top Model, you're the one virgin would be the person who couldn't do it. But Raylia's like, absolutely not.
My purse is sacred, but who cares?
I also love that other contestants have started to talk about Raylia like competition.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is the thing. And I mostly have sympathy for Lennox this episode, especially the further along the episode goes. I do find her a little disingenuous.
Yeah.
Like, how do I do it? Because I don't think it's a question of how. And everybody talks about Lennox's lack of self-confidence, and I don't think it's that either. I think she's young and afraid to look stupid.
Yes. Yeah.
And nobody has sat her down and been like, look, you might look stupid, but that's okay. Just go there.
I have a little less sympathy for her. Now, I think the end of the episode, which of course I cannot wait to talk about, the punishment of that level is unwarranted.
Yes.
It's
so way too much.
I was a little on Tyra's side when it was Lennox's turn, and it did feel like Lennox was just like, I'm not gonna. But not in a like, I don't know. Like, she was just doing the head rolly thing. And then she was like, okay, well, I'm just walking back. I'm like, if I was like a teacher in that situation, I'd be like, no, you can't just...
Mm-hmm. You're not done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is also, I think my appreciation for Lennox starts to dissipate, but it's also because her voice has now changed. Now she talks like this all the time. I don't know where the like shudder in her voice has come from.
I think she's literally stopping herself from tears at all time instead of just letting it out. Just let the feelings out and keep going. Like, she's like the sad version of the Shannon soda can. Where it's
a
not
flat
corniness.
Dr. Pepper.
It's just extreme sadness that
it's
needs to be
let out.
It's
just all syrup.
So, number two. Our first step was work the smirk. And then the second one is fierce fantasy head roll.
For photos.
Yeah, both of these next two episodes are motion things, yes. Which is weird.
Sure are.
And now, boom, is no longer abs. It's four sides for your head.
Everything a guy does is boom or booch, and there's no
between. No, the women are boom.
It's the women are the boom to the boom to the,
to the boom,
boom
to the boom.
Boom. Because somehow fantasy head rolls are also gendered.
Yes. Men are bored and sweaty and horny.
No, you did the boy neck. You have to do the girl neck.
Yeah, boy neck involves holding on to the neck and touching. But the girl is just sex hair.
Tyra really grabs Romeo's neck, though, doesn't she?
Sure. We are boundaryless this episode.
The way she treats Adam was once again full-on harassment in the workplace to me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, this was... I actually am going to make an argument that this is the worst thing that Tyra said to a contestant. Yeah, because I agree. When he is failing, he is awkward,
fully failing.
But he is sweet and trying in this moment. Yes. And then she goes, Adam, this is awful. How are you in bed? What the hell?
To take it into a place of his actual private sex life is gross.
And he just laughs it off because he's trying so hard to, like, be good at this. And I felt really bad for him.
Well, it kept going was the problem,
too. It just kept. That was the worst quote. But
and
like,
everybody's sort of nervously laughing because...
Your boss is there harassing someone.
Yeah.
Step three.
Speaking of gendered.
We have the peeping tooch or the peeping booch.
And can I read you my favorite note, perhaps, please, that I've ever written, which was, can't wait to hear how a butt peeps.
This is the moment I realized I wanted tooch to be the gender neutral version and that girl tooching was gooching. So only to hear the phrase peeping gooch.
But
oh, I've had a drink there down the shore. It's a crusty sailor's bar.
Tyra explains this basically like it's that meme of that guy looking over at the other girl that's walking by, the girlfriend being like, what?
Yes. This is what's crazy about this. She never thought it through because she said it's when you look at someone else's butt. And then we see her in the All-Stars opening looking at her own butt. And then we have people doing it by themselves. So peeping booch, in her words, should be looking at a man's butt, not the butt you do when a man is looking at.
Like, it's gooch like no one's watching, but actually you know that someone is watching.
And I have my first in a long time actually note that just says, what is happening in all caps when Tyra says the phrase, no, peep that booch, bitch. What? Did Tyra have her, like, first ship of champagne ever? Yeah. Like, she's just saucy now.
Liesl von Trapp over here.
This was actually Tyra's bachelorette party. None of them knew.
Adam is attracted to Shy because half of her hair is blonde.
I also literally think Adam was like, I want to stay in the competition. I'll pretend to have a crush on somebody. Shy, Ben, who cares?
We sit through, as we alluded to earlier, this very painful Lennox teach that's underscored by this derpy derp tuba jazz.
I just screamed, Lennox, this is how Asmarie was eliminated.
Yeah, right.
Except Asmarie was cooler about it.
Of course.
But then she runs away. And once again, I'm going to give Lennox just the tiniest bit of sympathy because the you don't have to have sex to be sexy, don't give up was so clearly ADR. Like, oh, Tyra did not say that in the room.
No.
And I'm like, that might have been more helpful to her if you had actually said it.
Based on what we've learned, Tyra in the room probably said, how are you fucking, Lennox?
Still got that hymen?
Yes, you're not a horse girl.
Oh my God. The worst part is it's so close to what she said. But I will say, the moment when Lennox runs away and Tyra goes, this was not ADR. Okay. I was like, uh-oh.
Her face is like, how am I going to punish you?
Yeah, that decided, the fate was decided right in that, okay.
Okay.
As a palate cleanse that's such a palate cleanser, it's like a three-tiered dish that you would get at a seafood restaurant. Raelia says that her dream top four is herself, Will, Shy, and Lennox. And I was like, imagine the world.
What a fun hang.
That's our top four. But for the show to have four people to root for.
Imagine. What a privilege.
What a dream. I also just love that Raelia is like, none of the straight men.
No. Raelia loves Will.
Yeah, I they love their really best close. Friendship.
It's so cute and nice.
And it seemed like it started early because I remember they were like holding hands and stuff very early in the show. Mm-hmm.
What isn't nice is a 6 a.m. wake up from Yusai yelling, wake up.
Without knocking.
No, could you imagine being awoken by Yusai's voice?
And everyone looks like real tired, like actually out of it, uncomfortable, bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, because they were at the teach until 2 a.m.
Also true. And here's something we've learned.
The contestants?
here's something we've learned. We've had a lot of America's Next Top Model fake products, and they're always branded America's Next Top Model or like H to T water. But then we have a fake fragrance for men, and apparently men can't get top model products because the fragrance is just called Spider Bite.
With two Y's. And then it's also underneath it says Cologne de Antium.
There it is.
I'm so glad I can finally talk about spider games. Okay.
I love spider games. Did you ever watch Spider Games, Hannah?
I did not.
Oh, you can find them all on YouTube. So, Spider Games for the Youngs was a soap opera on MTV, and it was basically Succession. So it was a old man who owned a computer game company with his four children. One of them was secret gay. One of them was hard lady.
It's so true.
Oh, I can picture them right now, even though I've never seen a second.
Jane Wheedlin from the Go-Go's was a record store owner on it. It was so good. And yes, it's all available on YouTube for free.
And let me say watch this. That. The budget, heavy quotation marks, for the 65 episodes that it had was so cheap that all of my memories are just gray rooms. Mm-hmm. And they tried to always make them look modern and metal because they're like video game company.
Yeah.
Rich. But it was just always clearly the same room they redecorated for every scene.
For no reason, all the children were Russian named. So it was like Natasha, Sasha.
Dimitri was Dimitri. One. Ivan, maybe?
Ivan. Yeah, Dimitri was secret gay.
And also,
of course,
if you were an All That fan, Alyssa Reyes was in it randomly, and you're like, oh.
It was so good. It was passion level. If only it had been given more time, because it got one season and then...
One season of 65 episodes.
Yes.
It was daily. It was a daily soap.
Wow.
On MTV. Yeah. It was in the same time as Undressed, which also...
Okay.
So good.
That I watched.
Well, yeah, everyone. That was my sneak mm-hmm. show. My one I had to stay up and be like, I'm asleep, but I'm not. Matthew and this candy cane.
The being that I'm most concerned for this entire episode is this poor spider who had to come here for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk about why is a mock fragrance for men named Black Widow? And also...
Oh, it's called Spider Bite.
I know, but they were like, it's named after a Black Widow.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And the whole concept for the shoot is Black Widow. Two things. Number one, Black Widows don't really eat their... They do eat their, like, sexual... There's sexual cannibalism, but only in captivity.
Oh.
Because normally...
The rumors about me have been greatly exaggerated. Uh-huh.
Male Black Widow spiders can smell through pheromones if a female has eaten recently, and then they will go copulate and then escape. Because it's basically opportunistic cannibalism to feed themselves after so they can have eggs and stuff like that. Also, the term Black Widow killer about women is barely a thing. Like, it's not a real thing. It's something that newspapers talk about.
Oh, sure. I bet there was like a novel that mentioned it and then it became exactly. a thing. Yeah.
But also one of my favorite all-time run of jokes on happy endings.
Oh,
yes.
For sure.
I don't think that Yusai has distinguished between the term for the killer and the actual animal.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In the explanation of the shoot, which is like Black Widows, ladies. You're going to use your beauty to lure your men into the web of high fashion fantasy. I would argue that none of that happens in this ad.
Spider Bite, a fragrance for cucks.
They get paired up.
Randomly.
For drama.
What? These are just random pairs that he's making up on the spot.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, of course, we do switchies with the couple where now Denzel is with Kari and Keith is with Mariana. Hard for me to truly remember because all of them have become one quartet in my head.
These men take this so seriously in a way I have zero patience for.
Yeah. And then they try to get Matthew by pairing Matthew and Will together, which two dudes do have to be paired together, just because of the math of it. And Matthew immediately, shining angel, goes, well, we already kissed. We're pretty close. And then Mariana's unfazed dumbass goes, maybe he's bi and he doesn't want to tell this. He has.
He also would say, his whole thing was, if I was bi or gay, I would say.
Yeah. He was just like, I don't like the label, guys. He said it every episode. I'm sure he said it to you, Mariana. But she's like, I said forced bi rights.
And then Lennox says, ugh, the two least sexy people in the house are paired together, her and Romeo.
Lennox got punished.
Yes,
Tyra got on the horn right after that teach.
Why the fuck is Romeo wearing sunglasses during makeup application?
What was his whole thing during this sequence? Why would... Because, look, none of us have anything good to say about Romeo, no. And that's fine. But he has always very much shown up for the competition.
Yeah.
So he's I don't understand the swerve of, I'm not going to stand with the group and look at the person who's talking to me.
If anything, he's like kind of perky and nice when he's around
the
panel and stuff. We've talked about how well he comes off in panel. Yeah, this was just very strange.
And then Franco Lacosta's back and he yells the one time he's ever not yelled
in
his life. Speaking
in a normal tone of voice.
And honestly, kind of respectfully strings together the sentence of just like, I think Franco Lacosta was trying to be like, we're filming this. Can you stand up?
And then Romeo is so butthurt that he got yelled at. Like, a situation where I hate both sides, but also have to agree with Franco Lacosta.
And he immediately does that thing where he's like, they don't want to see me mad. This isn't me mad. If I was, and I always want those people to finish the sentence. If what? Mm-hmm. You're going to beat up Franco Lacosta? I don't think so. These red contact lenses are freaky. They look cool on a lot of people.
Yeah, though the talking head of Denzel with no beard overseeing Denzel with beard is so...
It was like a weird disorienting. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
This is the part where I had the least patience for Lennox, where, A, why did you not practice? Mm-hmm. When all of your friends were practicing, you knew this was going to come up.
Literally, her friends were practicing. The three people she likes were all doing it.
And then the question of, how would you even be sexy when you're eating someone? Oh, you've never heard of a vampire? Like, please.
Talk to Armie Hammer.
Yeah, this is the part of the episode I remember the most besides her panel moment. And it's just one of those things where it feels like Lennox thinks, because she has rightfully been very successful in the competition so far, that she doesn't actually have to try at all, and she'll just skate by enough.
Yeah.
And it's just very eye-rolly to me.
What's eye-rolly to me was giving these contestants phones with a line out so they could send stickers to each other and cyberbully.
Just the stickers. Just the stickers, too.
Just to each other.
But you could cyberbully each other.
So then, okay, oh my god. Keith's second worst sentence, if maybe worst technically, but chronologically second, he says he's going to, via sticker, tell Denzel that he's going to have, quote, his way with his woman. And I was like, show the sticker. So what did you...
It all includes that sad bear.
Having my way with your woman, chef's hat, yes. That's not gentleman Dan talk.
But Raylia is killing this.
Oh, she does so well.
Looks so good in the makeup, the outfit. Just also clearly gets it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a virgin who's read a vampire novel.
Yes. She has read Twilight and been like, oh, this isn't good. Let me find a good version of this.
Uh-huh.
Raylia is like, I'm a virgin now, but not like forever.
Will is the girl, because of course.
But he looks so hot.
He looks so... When he said, I'm going to bite your fucking lip, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
By far the most chemistry of any couple in this shoot.
So comfortable with each other, just really going for it. I feel like he elevates Matthew, who's kind of lackluster as a model. And I love Matthew saying... Because a producer clearly asked something very pointed, to which he twisted around in a smart way and said, do I want to comment on how society views gay men? Yeah, it's a huge problem. And I'm like, what a perfect answer that just says, if you're talking about the shoot that we're doing, it's a problem that some people would have a problem like this. I'm not going to talk about myself.
Right.
It's like politicians wish they had that kind
of
spin.
And then on the other side, Denzel is the most fragile man ever.
His body would reject being that close to another male body, you see.
It's like magnets.
And I don't disagree that he might have trouble having chemistry with a man.
Oh, he would.
But it's like, shut up about it. Just like,
number one, no one's asking you to. You could also have
no chemistry with anybody.
Yeah, you also had problems having chemistry with Kari. And then blamed it entirely on her.
And when we should all be blaming it on Kari's hair.
Though when Mirjana licks Keith, yuckaroony.
Yes.
I love the way they styled her hair, though.
Yes.
She looked great.
Mirjana looked stunning. Mm-hmm.
But she goes into gross sexuality quickly.
But this whole Denzel's upset because Mirjana's with me now. I'm like, nobody's with anybody. What is this? This is weird and immature from all three of them.
You know what else was immature? Adam almost killing himself, jumping over this topiary. And that this unprofessional behavior is not called out.
Because that's how your insurance premiums go. Up, 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 up.
But if this will keep Adam and Ben out of relationship stuff, great. Get out that energy.
I don't remember who he was talking about, but Franco whispering to Yusai, this is not modeling.
It was about Adam.
It was just so brilliant.
It was actually one of my favorite Yusai things because it was so accurate was when Kari was up there. He's like, it looks like Kari's eating his armpit. And it did. It fully looked like she was like gnawing on that pit.
I did not think I would go for this, but the combination of Yusai and Franco LaCosta really worked in like a Stadler and Waldorf way.
It's because they were directed at each other and not to the contestants.
Yeah. Yusai just needs distractions. Little distractions.
Did they make Franco and Yusai, though, lie about Romeo's performance? Because they're both like, he did great. He did great. Right? Great?
I imagine in the narrative of what we're about to see, since Romeo's time on the show is only about 5 more minutes, that they were trying to set it up like, isn't it a shame that Romeo did this to himself when he could have gone all the way? So they had to show him modeling good, quote unquote, unquote.
He was so ungood.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But I did think it was so odd when he came up afterwards, excited. The Romeo that I like, the glimpses of normal Romeo, when he's excited after a shoot and wanted to high-five Franco, and then you saw, I was like, don't.
Don't touch me. Before we get to this section of the episode, I just wanted to say, I don't know if this is going to be our only commercial shoot.
I don't think it is.
I don't remember. Commercials used to be so much more difficult for these models. Right? You used to have to write or improv copy. You would have to memorize things. You would have to do weird accents. This is nothing.
And also for us, for all the reasons that you just stated, Hannah, the commercial episode used to be a highlight instead of an afterthought because we were like, here comes stupid.
Now it's nothing.
But also, here comes, it used to be an opportunity for someone to shine in a way they hadn't before. Like when Leo got to do that commercial finally, and you were like, holy shit, this is a professional working model.
They've got
actor.
Something, yes.
Nobody could really shine doing this.
It was the removal of CoverGirl.
Mm-hmm. I think it was too. I think one of the biggest negatives about late stage top model is CoverGirl leaving. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think that CoverGirl had such a specific thing that everyone could do. And like you're saying, it gave other people a chance to shine that might not be the best photo models. But you're like, oh, but you could be so good in commercials, Sheena.
And this is an important
London,
skill.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. It also tended to be our favorite people who were good at them.
Which it sure did.
Which I guess, to be fair, Rayleigh was good. So, meh.
8:45, Romeo makes friends. His greatest downfall.
The most magical thing of all, birthday magic.
Did anyone else catch that the two mixers that they had were orange soda and cream soda?
Cream soda was
yuck.
A strong... They're I just Romeo's don't think of that favorites. As a mix.
No, it's not a mixer at all.
Although orange and cream together could be good.
Yeah, okay, but not with...
Maybe I'm just like, they're having Fireball. A soda party.
Yeah, no, the only thing, weirdly, that you want to put in cream soda, I think, is rum.
Or that vodka. Vodka, yeah. Because it has no flavor.
I did like at first, even though it ended up giving him black eye at the end of the day, Adam being like, look, no one likes Romeo, but I'm in that 1% of partiers. And if someone has a birthday party, he says, I would want people to celebrate my birthday with me. And I was like, that's a nice sentiment.
This was also, you could see why Adam would be so popular in his fraternity.
Oh, yeah.
During the sequence. The fact, like, 1:30 for him is a respectable hour to call it. That's mm-hmm. a nice long party also. Yeah.
He makes you feel like the center of attention.
When Romeo begins this altercation, his reaction is like, oh, let's go back to bed, buddy. You need to you need to pass out. You're going to feel terrible tomorrow. I've seen blackout
people.
Yeah.
Denzel, though, before we get to that, Adam goes to bed. Denzel attacks Mariana.
This house is so big. The fact that they chose to come into the bedrooms at 1:30 when so many people are sleeping in order to be loud drives me insane.
Yeah, there are only like 6 people at the party.
Go be loud anywhere else in this giant house.
And then it seems like Romeo went to cuddle with Will.
Yes.
Romeo is a horny drunk, it seems.
Yeah.
And Will kind of like, okay, like I'll do this for like a little bit, but like get out of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Will wakes up. He's like, no, you're not Matthew.
Ugh.
Then Romeo starts to wander.
Everywhere, it seems. Mm-hmm. It also felt like he was doing a tour of bathrooms at some point.
Adam wrestles Romeo to the ground, which I think was the first mistake.
Yeah, this is the thing. This is entirely on Romeo. And Adam does show great restraint for the most part. He needed to just walk away, though. He needed to just leave. Because when Romeo starts insulting him, there is a part of him that, like, stays to verbally have this exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you really needed to just walk away.
Also, it didn't seem like Romeo was trying to kiss you. And so I kind of found it homophobic that was thrown in there of just, like, we don't see it at all. And I feel like, why wouldn't you show that if it was said and it happened? It's just, this is so uncomfortable.
I was slightly more generous that he was just trying to say anything to joke this away.
Mm.
You know, I'm not saying it's good, Lex. I'm not saying it's good. I think that at the time,
sure,
great dude's classic thing was like, I'm not going to kiss you. Like, it was like,
yeah, I just think that the combination,
it didn't seem malicious to me.
No, but it did feel like the combination of the wrestling to the ground and the don't kiss me is what kind of set Romeo, drunk Romeo off.
I don't know. Romeo says later that he's blackout, and I don't buy it.
That.
No.
I think he's really, really
because
drunk.
Because at a certain point, it really does seem like he is trying to get Adam to hit him so Adam will get disqualified.
Yes.
Yeah, I think what was happening, my read of the situation, incorrect it may be, was that Romeo kept wandering around. Adam's trying to gently restrain and guide. Mm-hmm. Romeo's fighting back. The reaction is to kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to show you that you need to stop doing this.
Yeah.
I just saw this in fraternity life much. It was never coming from a place of like trying to be violent.
I don't think he was trying to be violent. I don't think that was, I'm just saying, I think the misstep, I'm not blaming Adam. Mm-hmm. I just think the misstep of those combo of things made it that Romeo, because Romeo's actions flip at that moment. I'm not trying to kiss you. It's like, and then it almost like turned something on in Romeo's head.
It almost seemed to me like he didn't realize who he was talking to.
Mm.
And then it was like, oh, Adam is the one I'm talking. When he realized it was Adam, because he's so drunk, he doesn't know who he's talking
sure.
to. Adam's right up close to him. He realizes who it is. And then the insults get very personal, which was when Adam needed to walk away instead of like, because Adam like makes this choice to engage with him over these personal insults, which once again, I am not trying to blame Adam, but somebody needed to tell both of them to just walk away. Because that's the other thing I really did not like about this was this little smirking peanut gallery.
Yes.
I do think some of them were afraid to intercede.
Yes.
Which I understand. But especially like Denzel hanging out, smirking at this interaction.
Well,
could you please do something useful and separate these two people?
Just physically put your body near them.
Yes.
So that if either of them think I'm going to start doing something more, they know that there is someone there who will also engage and pull you apart or whatever. And one of the reasons, listeners, if you haven't seen this episode, the reason that all three of us have slightly different reads on this is messy.
So messy.
This might be the drunkest we've seen people on Top Model in a very long time. And like, I think the ranges, people are either stone sober or very drunk. Yeah. And there was basically, if you were at that party, you got shwasted, it seems yeah. like.
Mm-hmm.
But then Adam repeatedly says, Adam's read the rule book some point when he was in downtown, because it's like, it's an immediate disqualification. If I hit you, I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to ruin my chances of this.
There's a 0% chance that I'm going to hit you right now.
And I believe that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because even when he gets attacked, Adam has the foresight to be like, hands up.
And this is the other thing.
He's seen the challenge.
We see, and we get ready for the most sepia flashback that's ever played on Top Model. Romeo deliberately headbutts Adam. Yeah. It's not like a sloppy weaving the head around thing. He rears back and headbutts on purpose.
And there's a black eye later.
The problem is, and I only say this because of how it showed, it's on the wrong side. The bruise that Adam points out is on the far side of the headbutt. So something's happening that we didn't see.
Lex, that's witchcraft, baby. You can't tell me it's not. I did the one funny thing, because just like slurry drugs are funny to me, is that Romeo's way to antagonize Adam is just to tell him he's not a model.
Yeah, and all the things he is,
which is just so perfectly top model to me in some ways, that again, why are we belittling people in the name of modeling? He goes, you don't look like a model. You look like a personal trainer. And he's like, trainer? And he's like, trainer. Like, you can see the moment where he's like, I don't even know what I did wrong.
It was also just so of course to me that when this duo is finally broken up, is it either of our super mask straight men who have been watching this whole altercation? No, it's Will and Mariana who do the actual physical separating.
The smallest woman and the gayest man.
It's so funny. And then later the next morning, makes it worse to me.
I think
there's a world where Romeo could have stayed on the show for that particular type of physical altercation. Mm-hmm. I could be absolutely wrong. It's just because it wasn't a punch. Maybe.
But Romeo, I agree with you, because if that had been enough, mm-hmm. there would have been a producer at the house in the morning being like, you have to go.
Yes.
But Romeo is still so immediately, maliciously confrontational in the morning. It truly seems like Adam walks in the room and Romeo just starts cursing him out.
And he's getting like yogurt or whatever.
Yeah. He's getting his protein like a bro. And Romeo's just sitting there holding court, screaming at
him. And everyone is like, shut up.
And Shy eventually is just like, he's literally never going to stop. We all just have to walk away.
I do want to point out one chaotically hilarious thing in the midst of all this bull, which is that Adam has an electric toothbrush that he uses like a not electric toothbrush.
He uses it so wrong.
Was it not charged? What was this happening?
Just the biggest circles on his circular rotating toothbrush.
And the heads of electric toothbrushes are so tiny. It takes so long.
Miss J and Yusai are here.
And Miss J was like, oh, we get to kick out Romeo? I'd love to attend.
quick, Yusai, let's do a little routine, a synchronized choreographed gesture together.
To announce that Romeo is now disqualified.
It was so swift, though. Miss J was basically like, this is against the rules. You have to leave right now.
Yeah, especially because there's not a real reason for J to be here. Because I was first like, oh, runway teach. Hooray. No. Oh.
I think Miss J was like, oh, Kelly Catrone's favorite would love to eliminate.
Yes.
You say, come here, let's do it together. Let's do it together.
And then Romeo leaves in a real shitty way. And also a real behind-the-scenes-y way that we're not used to seeing on Top Model.
Very Maury.
Yes.
It sure seems like he learned nothing from this.
At all.
Not thinking he has the potential for anger issues is wild as a takeaway.
He's a witch!
Let's do, because I don't want to end the show on Romeo this episode. Yeah, okay. Let's do his update now. It's so quick, honestly. Romeo Testado, but also often currently known as Romeo Barcelona.
Sounds porny.
Okay, no. That's what I was going to say.
Well, I would say that this is the only contestant, and I'm not shaming sex work, to be clear, but this is the only contestant whose main thing you can find is the OnlyFans. Everything else is very private, because for a while it seems like he did paranormal investigations.
Ooh.
That tracks.
Under the Instagram Paranormal Poppy, with an underscore in between the words. But that is very private and seems kind of old, though it is still linked where. Some places, I mean. OnlyFans, the description is Satan's favorite whore.
Most likable thing that Romeo has said.
Honestly, the funniest thing.
I'm sorry, that's really putting a lot of shine on yourself. Satan's favorite whore. Calm down.
And if you viewers look at the pictures of Romeo, I am going to argue that Romeo's current appearance might be the most different than any contestant that we've done a Where Are They Now on. There has definitely been
a lot of plastic surgery,
a lot of work. I would say the lips are some of the biggest I've ever seen in some pictures. The nose is quite different. Not saying this in a shaming way, it's just when someone's on a show like Top Model,
they don't usually end
and
up
we're
getting
so
a lot of
focused
work
on their appearance, and they're also known as an attractive person because they're a model. Usually we always say, like, wow, they look the exact same. Romeo is very different, to the point that I was concerned that I might be looking up the wrong person. But from everything I can tell, this is Romeo.
This is Natasha levels of looking different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Natasha is a full AI filter.
Yeah. And Natasha is a robot at this point. But again, I'm not saying the OnlyFans thing or the plastic surgery thing to be like
shaming
about it. Yeah, not at all. It's just the only thing you really can find on Romeo currently, because a lot of other stuff is private. He has a TikTok with a TikTok.
Yeah, he's got an Instagram with 3 posts.
Yeah,
well, he apparently got booted from Instagram, so
yeah. And trivia, of course, is the only contestant in Top Model history who was disqualified for a physical altercation, so at least we don't have to deal with that again.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting because I feel like people who get disqualified for fighting on reality shows is so commonplace, but to think of it only happening one time ever in Top Model history and it being Romeo, just, I don't know. I guess I would have either assumed it never happened or it happened more often, because the reality competition shows just love a fight.
To be fair, Tiffany, her first thing did kind of get eliminated for a physical altercation.
True.
But that was against a flashing red knot model.
Of course. But what I mean is, like, I think it's been because the conversation is always, there's been many times where they're like, I'm not going to hit you because I'll get eliminated. Like, that sentence has happened a lot on this show.
Yeah. Brandy said something like that to Tatiana, I believe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to smack you if I wouldn't get eliminated. Yeah, it was at the fake tennis shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk about a butthole of a contestant.
Yep. Glad he's not in most of the cycle.
I'm so glad, because Kelly loved him so much.
Yeah, if this hadn't happened, I think we would have had to deal with a lot more Romeo.
I think so, too.
So thanks, Romeo, I guess.
Queer representation?
Well, now we have stilts.
We have stilts. Before I'm going to talk about that, Shy hair watch. Because this is the moment I feel like Shy was like, I've got to start restyling my hair. Because that hair is yellow. That hair is no longer platinum. It is no longer blonde. It is a lemon ice cream pop.
They say that Top Model has had a long history of stilts. And the two examples are All-Stars Tooch.
Examples?
Not the circle around the tooch butt of Allison.
And Chantal tripping a non-contestant who was on stilts.
I wonder if Chantal was watching this and was like, come on, guys.
That's what I remembered for.
Yet, Brittany was on stilts over an alligator.
Sure.
That's
was.
True.
That's and true. Killed it.
I just love, why say long history? Just be like, we did this on All Stars.
There's something so pure to me about Ben being like, yeah, it's stilts as a little kid.
I tried everything. We had a trampoline too.
Class. I bet he did try every class.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, Ben on stilts, how tall is he at this point?
We are told that the designer is Puy Quiñones. If you do a search on them, you find some strange things. Number one, on his website, one of the links is like, because it's like, oh, read all these articles or whatever in like blog format. And then there's one just says Remix Magazine, Tyra Banks. And it's the only link that doesn't have a clickable link. So you actually can't read that
Perfect.
One.
Perfect.
But he also famously before the show got in some trouble because he, for a client, took a suit that was someone else's, stitched his label in it, didn't remove the other label.
This is what I read, yeah.
And got in trouble. And is now currently designing for the Marcos family in the Philippines.
Sure is. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So.
These clothes also did not seem like his aesthetic.
Or each other's aesthetics.
These clothes were made yesterday. As his history of being overwhelmed by fashion, these clothes were made in 2 hours.
The whole thing just gave me very Model Muse season 3 vibes. I love, we're getting more Shy, which scared me at first, but right now it's fine. They've just learned that Shy is a pretty good narrator because she's not romantically interested in someone. And she says that she's so sick of the dating show. If you want to date people, take that somewhere else. And somewhere, I feel like Matthew was like,
He was outside the door with a little glass. But her just being so over Denzel and Mariana specifically. Also, where the fuck were the Thai treats at the shoot?
Oh, yeah, we haven't seen Thai treats. Was it literally only for the one shoot?
Yes.
Yes, because they're dating.
Just Keith. No, it's because it was Keith.
Oh, it's Keith.
Okay.
If we look back, the Thai treats thing was all handwritten. It was just Tyra scribbling.
The most shocking thing about this episode was not the headbutt.
That Raelia survived?
Or that. It's that Adam referenced Lady Gaga. He said, wow, these looks are so Gaga.
The thing about this whole part of the episode to me is that this is like classic, as we've already said, thrown together top model runway show. There is this wall covered in a sequin curtain from that same Pier 1 Imports that is not stable at all, which the contestants don't realize until it almost kills at least two of them.
Feels like it's supposed to be there for stability, and yet...
The weirdest part of this whole thing is that the audience seems like they're there on purpose to watch a runway show. Yes,
there are no
and it's
children.
Also a pretty big... crowd.
Yes. It's so weird. And then the fact that we see the spotters
everywhere
in what they're in these like white clothes scampering on the floor.
It's literally like every time someone moves, it's like cockroaches that you just shined a light on and they're like, ha ha ha.
Because the kids appreciate what it. 20 minutes to work with their trainers, who all seemed lovely. The trainer seemed really nice.
Oh, the one who talked to Mariana after she fell was so sweet. She was like, so you want to keep those on? Nope. Okay, great. Well, we will take those off. We'll take those off. And I loved, so Raelia falls so hard. I hate that part. And she, of course, does it kind of where everyone can see her. So she's super embarrassed. And then she says, I can get up. I just need someone tall to help me.
Don't give me a shorty.
Raelia's like, send me your tallest.
Well, and everybody learns from Raelia's mishap, and they all walk in place, like, clutching each other.
Yes.
Like survivors of a disaster.
Uh-huh.
A captions crunch of Miss J. They said, he actually worked the arm in when he clearly said garment.
Perfect.
I do think, and this might be biased, I thought Will should have won this. I thought Will did the best job.
I agree.
I think, bias aside, I think Will looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Worked the garment.
And weirdly, seemed to have a model's walk, despite the fact that no one really could.
Yeah.
I also think it's a higher degree of difficulty to walk with another person. I think Ben had an advantage that Romeo was not here. I think doing it by himself
is easier. He did recover well, though. I will give Ben this.
That
recovery was slick.
Yeah.
That was someone who'd walked in stilts before.
Yeah, exactly.
But Adam... walking. Oh,
I was scared.
My lordy.
I thought he was going to tumble right into that audience, truly.
Yes.
No, the spotters were going to do nothing if he fell.
He had a high difficulty neck piece, though, because he clearly couldn't look at his feet like a lot of people could.
Well, these were also, we glanced over these garments. They are so ugly, so uncohesive.
Right. Who is Braylia's partner? It doesn't matter. But Raelia and her partner had these green monstrosities. Because everything else felt like it was at least in the color family of beige. While they had neon green.
Splattered, like they were like a raver after their shift of house painting.
Yes.
I've made this reference before, but the clothes looked very Project Runway unconventional materials challenge. Yeah.
Where they only had to do the top and then the pants just got like matched.
Oh, it was a print your own fabric challenge. Mm. And then someone's like, I'm going to do neon green and black. You can't wait for my world. Let me ask y'all, your Project Runway people. Yeah. I always really like the print your own fabric challenge. But love I have some friends who fabric. Said they hate it.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. It's something you have to do.
They always say the clothes themselves end up kind of lackluster because the focus is on the fabric. And I'm like,
well, they haven't watched the Mondo episode.
The what episode with Mondo?
Once the show is over, Ben says of himself, after winning, that he's got to stay humble, but he's got to stay hungry.
Humble pie is a food, so.
Oh. And remember, Romeo recommended a small slice.
they come home to the challenge scores. And a weirdly non-10 one, even though just give him the 10, where Ben gets a 9. A million people get an 8. Will, Miriana, Lennox, Kari, Shy, Matthew, and then just Keith and Denzel, because they're one person now, get a 7. And poor Raelian, poor Adam, who's just always the lowest score of the challenge, get a 6.
This is also where I realized, unlike the past two cycles, now someone involved in the show is giving scores. It used to be that the guest would give scores, and now it seems like the judges or someone associated with judging is giving scores.
Because we have no guests anymore.
Yeah.
I guess in my headcanon, it was Miss J giving these scores, but...
That's what
but
I
even
assumed
so, Miss
well.
J is... on the judging panel.
Raelia gets weird for a brief moment and starts talking in the third person.
I liked it.
And Raelia's just, she's worried. And it was like a producer
told her
got her paper mixed up with another producer. And she's she like, was supposed to ask someone else to talk about Raelia. And Raelia's like, it's my name, but all right, I'll give you the footage.
Also, why did Adam think they'd be judged in pairs?
I thought it was wild that Adam thought that he and Miriana would get the same score.
If so, then Miriana would have been low. You weren't going to go high.
And then top model math alert. Adam says, well, I'm starting 2 points behind. And I'm like, yeah, some people. But literally Ben's 3 points ahead and two people are only 1 point ahead. Yeah,
Buzz Bro is 3 ahead. What are you talking about?
I think he had 2 points behind specifically Miriana.
Miriana.
His only competition.
This panel photo. What in the Louise Brooks hell is going on?
What does it have to do with what they did this week?
Y'all, I know you'll have things to say about it. But for a rare instance, I want to discuss the hair before you two do. I did not know that a braid could be... so thick and loose. And also, it looks so much like when you have a doll and you're like, I'm going to be fun. I'm going to give my doll some fun hair. And you make a braid and you're like, oh, it's not long enough. Well, I guess I'll just twist it. Twist it behind.
The top and the bottom of Tyra's outfit are going through divorce proceedings.
I'm sorry, her hair just looked so good earlier in the episode. And then the lights come up on this look, because not only is there that giant floppy braid hanging on for dear life, there's a little one on the side.
There's a little one on the side.
Baby braid.
It looked so good earlier.
What did you do?
The top is leatherette with peekaboo tummy. The bottom is loose on top, tight at the bottom pants.
Yes.
There are strappy sandals and a funky bra peeking out.
I thought the sandals, if you got rid of every other thing, were kind of nice.
The bra under the bustier, yes. For me, I'm just...
The bustier's already doing the work, Tyra.
I was about to say, how much support do you need, Tyra?
The pedestals, the cafe tables next to them finally have a purpose, and it's to hold red drink.
Yeah. We got some generic red drink now.
Black Widow equals vampire.
Yeah.
Oh, do you really think that's what it was? They were like trying to theme the drinks?
Nah, it was just leftover cream soda.
That's what you get when you orange and cream soda together.
Yeah, red drink.
Yep.
Okay, before we get into these pictures, I find it suspicious that the judges are giving scores on the video. The fan votes are for the picture.
And they make that pretty clear.
Yeah. But it just makes it like, how are we making this equitable? Like, those are two completely different things.
Because, interestingly, the photos for the men are just, with the exception of Will, of course, are just beauty shots.
Yep.
And then the women, and Will, are beauty shots with contacts.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Taken from wildly varying distances.
Well, and also, from these pictures... The men are styled nothing. The women have all the styling.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, because the men are just shirtless.
Uh-huh. So Mirjana and Keith are first.
I thought Mirjana gave.
Yes.
I thought she destroyed this.
Yeah. Yeah, she ate.
She ate Keith.
She bit. She licked Keith.
She bit. I love that.
Keith was really squinty the whole time.
Keith was pretty bad.
His body angles were odd, too. He made himself look very short sometimes.
Yeah. I thought he was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reveal of the voiceover lines.
Which we'll only hear sometimes.
Oh, uh-huh. And sometimes just only one. Half. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hated Earth Moon Sun 125's comment of Mirjana deceiving innocence.
Ugh. Yeah, there was lots of shitty gendered comments, both from our fans at home and the judges, because Tyrus Hole, how can you play a victim when you're so strong and muscular? No, thank you. No, also, no,
Tyra,
thank
that's
you.
That's the concept of the shoot. Wait, I meant them for the men to be the vampires. Will better not be that vampire.
It didn't seem like Kelly or Jay got the memo of what the shoot was either.
I think Miss Jay was seeing all of this in real time.
Yes.
And Kelly's just sitting there being like, where's Romeo?
I felt like Kelly was seeing the makeovers for the first time, because a lot of Kelly's comments come down to her hating the makeovers.
Uh-huh. Now let's talk about these pictures. These pictures of, we'll start with Keith. This is nothing.
Yeah, it's just what he
normally does.
It's also cropped so weird that it looks like he's bald and they're trying to hide it. Mirjana, I think it's cropped weird.
I think it looks like she didn't realize they had started taking photos yet.
Yeah, I agree.
Her mouth is so asymmetrical.
She's working the smirkas.
I mean, work is the smirkas.
Let's go to the workas circus.
And then these two people get the same scores.
So weird.
How?
I did like Mirjana's cute little like, we did it. High five before she knew Keith's score. Yeah.
This is also where we get for the first time Mirjana saying that she and Denzel are dating. News to her boyfriend at home.
Uh-huh.
And definitely a word that Denzel has not heard yet based on his reaction.
Me, it just showed how young she really is here.
Yeah,
because that's the kind of thing that I did in middle school, where it would be like, I spent all night talking to him on AIM. He's my boyfriend now.
Yeah.
Oh, we're dating. We're in love.
Yeah.
Shy and Adam are next. This side part on Shy looks so good.
So much better.
Oh, my God.
Blending the two hair colors together honestly makes this makeover make so much sense and honestly look pretty gorge on her.
Yes.
Sure did.
I do agree that her specific makeover really does work for this shoot. Like, they gave her the makeover for the shoot to make her look a little...
But then they didn't style it well.
I guess, but this comment really bothered me when Kelly was like, you should be great at this. Look at your hair. I'm like, yeah, that's not her personality. Shy is not Black Widow. Shy is all day dancing. You don't know this person at all.
Kelly Catrone's personality is her drab, stringy hair, so...
No, but I was saying that it did work in the commercial. I did not. I agree with you that Kelly should have been like, you have an advantage.
Yes.
Because you have fun hair.
Tyra cutting Kelly off to disagree with her.
Tyra's been doing that more. Tyra's done with Kelly. Tyra's reviewing that Kelly contract, and she's gonna fire her next cycle.
Also, what the fuck is Tyra on about Adam? She thinks he's so sexy.
She's so invested in Adam.
Yeah, he's her like project.
Yeah, I don't think it's a sexiness. I don't think it's an attractiveness. I think he's little boy lost to her, and mm-hmm. she's like, I can make it, because God bless him, his broken neck in this photo.
Good Lord.
It looks...
It's such a rough angle for his head and neck and the proportions.
His face is bad, too.
It's just not good. It's hard to look at.
Out of the light.
Yeah. And then Shai's photo. Why is it so far... Hers is so far back.
And also the part where... Like, it's not even... look at the part line. Yep. She's got just a little bit of blonde.
Someone made a mistake.
Also, I'll say this. Shai's photo, because I thought she was above average in the commercial.
Yes.
Not good, not bad. This photo is a test shot. This is testing the lighting. She's doing zero modeling. There's not a muscle in her face that is tense.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel and Kari, this is the worst video.
It's really bad.
It's bad. And then Jessica Biles won.
Was Jessica Biles taken that we had to add one?
She says, Kari is hideous. She looks like an angry little girl, which that part didn't make sense to me. But just to, have we ever had a comment that was just like, this uggo? Like, well, this makeover messed up Kari. I hate this.
This is horrible.
I hate that most of it's how bad the makeover is.
It is. It's so hard to see past. And when you add in the red eyes, it becomes very Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyra trying to act like Denzel is good at this. At all.
Oh my God. Though this commercial is Tyra's fantasy. This is the only reason I have for her strong defenses of the men. This is like, I'm going to take a strong man and I'm going to eat him sexy. And I'm going to not kiss him. I'm going to bite.
And then he'll die.
At least they do call out his terrible foot.
Oh, that foot.
I appreciated how much they called that out. Because even though I don't think he was doing that good, when Tyra's like, you're doing so good, then you're like, ah!
It was the worst part of a bad commercial.
Also, we aren't talking about how we haven't fixed his beard yet.
No. And yet, it will come up again at some point.
The photo's bad, too. Ben and Raelia.
Raelia is so good in this ad.
A superstar.
They have so much chemistry.
I don't think he does, though. I think she generates enough for both of them.
Yes, but I think also what we learn is Ben is a bottom. And I say that not as a gay thing, but he is a bottom of a...
Submissive.
Like, submissive. Mm-hmm. And Tyra hates it because he lets Raelia just take control, which is what the ad
should be. Yeah.
Like what the whole brief is, really.
Yes.
I think that Ben is someone, and we've seen this with Adam, I think we've seen this with other people, he matches energy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all that improv training, baby.
Yeah.
And I think he was like, I'm going to match her domination. I'm going to match with a submissive attitude in this commercial.
Because she
also
serves.
Her singles up top, the posing and stuff.
Oh, God.
It's superstar quality.
Mm-hmm.
And then her photo is one of the only good ones.
Even though it's cropped, so wild. She looks amazing.
Stunning. Her cheekbones in this photo.
She did kind of get the Keith cropping, though, where they're like hiding a secret at the top of the head. Now, Ben's photo. Remember when you had that photo several episodes ago, Lex, where you're like, too young for me, too Peter Pan? Yep. This is that to me.
Yep. This is a little child in musical theater.
This is also the worst angle for his haircut.
It
looks like his hair is coming to say hello to the new neighbors of his eyebrows.
Hi.
This is Corey's widow's peak flossom.
It
from
is.
The flossom shoot. It so is. But this is very my first headshot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a young actor going out for my things.
And it's just really not his angle on his face. He looks so triangular.
He doesn't look like this.
No.
Yeah, he looks like a math problem. Gotta figure out the area of that face.
Tyra gives him a 5 because she hates bottoms. There's no reason to give him a 5 when this commercial was as good as it was. Like, I agree that Raelia was better, but I think that he helped serve, like,
the story.
Point. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Though I love that Kelly gives her first 10 of the season to Raelia.
Yes. Yes.
That's great. I would not have expected Kelly to be on board for Raelia. And it feels like she truly does like her as a person and as a model.
Yeah.
But also, weirdly enough, Kelly's scoring feels like the only one that has anything to do with the product that the models are producing.
A couple of her scores have been like that this episode.
Feels weird for me to say that because Miss J really seems like just giving out 7 and 8s.
His
like,
is,
that's what Miss J is going to do to sort of like keep balance. Things sane.
He's the control.
Yes. Tyra has decided that her score is going to be the deciding factor in who stays and who goes home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
While pretending that it's the challenge and the social media scores. Uh-huh.
Although I like that Miss J and Tyra bits are back, because when talking about Ben arching his butt too much, somehow too much booch, they literally, Miss J commands Tyra to do it so much that he puts the red drink on her butt like Kim Kardashian's paper magazine cover.
That was a classic fun shenanigan.
Oh, I missed him.
Matthew and Will are next, and this is the vampire
hold
one.
Hold on. Before we talk about the commercial, we get a soundbite from Matthew that I am sure he has used to pick up women in bars. Because if you don't live on the edge, you can't see the view.
Boo.
That man has talked people into things with that line.
Oh, yeah. I believe that's what we call Riz. But also, I love that Matthew's had to now. I think if we look through the episodes, has had 14 or 15 ways that he's had to say, I don't mind kissing dudes.
I kissed a boy and I liked it.
I kissed Will.
Where's Johnny
and I
Mujak
liked it.
To get Katy Perry here? Yes.
This is the most vampire one. And it's also a good because commercial. It's a queer.
It is a good commercial. And I thought Will is better, but I also thought Matthew did a pretty solid job in this.
Yeah. Will definitely takes it for me. And Will has one of the good pictures, too. His hair like this is really, really slick. I like it.
And he is giving it to the camera. Oh, he is connecting.
On the other side, Matthew has a Royal Guard of Buckingham Palace hat on the top of his head.
What happened to his hair? Like, this picture is 95% head hair. And Tyra's right. This is one of the rare, like, it does kind of smell like, oh, a little dookie. Little, ooh. Someone hasn't taken the trash out quick enough.
Christine J. 01 said, Matthew is being a model. Is being?
I want to know why now we're getting usernames. Where's the Megan Lomans and the June Claymores or whatever?
Claypool. Hannah's nemesis, June Claypool.
I wake in the middle of the night screaming.
Tyra gives Matthew a 6.
Seems so unnecessary.
I don't know. I think Lex has nailed it. It's bottom energy again.
Bottom energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're comfortable being submissive and you're a man?
Not my America's Next Top Model winner.
And finally, we have Lennox. And someone we will not name because they cut them out in the strangest way, which makes this commercial feel all of 3 seconds long.
Yeah. And we knew Tyra was going to take revenge. That was clear. Lennox was never going to get a good score on this from Tyra. The biggest problem to me is that the quality of the commercial is basically the same as everybody else's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And her pictures, great. She looks like a different human being somehow.
It's just, I mentioned it. The fact that they cut out his line as well, so we don't even have a full tackle.
So weird. But I will say this. Tyra sets this up, and she's like, if I could give you a 0, I would. And I thought, because I did not remember this, she was about to give like a 4. Something same. Devastating sure. that you never see. So I think this is the realest Kelly's ever been, because when Tyra gives her a 1, Kelly actually jumps out of her seat. She goes, whoa,
I didn't know we could give 1s.
But she's just not judging the output. Like, that's Lennox's score on the teach.
Yeah, because happened to judging on the shot, Tyra? Mm-hmm.
She just chastised Kelly for.
She just goes on and on about how bad Lennox's commercial is, and I'm like, it's... basically the same as everybody else's.
And she wants to humiliate Lennox.
Yeah.
She wants Lennox to break down. She wants her to apologize profusely. And weirdly, Lennox is just kind of like so stunned that she's just standing there.
Yeah.
Tyler also said it's impossible to give a zero. Why?
Apparently there's rules and rules we haven't seen to top model. Yeah, because up until now it seemed like a what, a two, or a three, or a four were impossible.
Sure did.
Yeah.
You just know somewhere though, Ben was like, yes. Not the worst.
Call out order.
This is so funny to me. Like, before we get to the call out, it's so funny because, like, of course Lennox is the lead.
Yeah, like,
exactly how?
What kind of suspense is this? Like,
funny.
No, the suspense is when we learn what the fan scores are. So Will is first with a 6-9.
Nice.
Oh, we're all so stupid.
Raylia is second with a 7-3, which warmed Tied my heart. Highest.
My beating heart. Mm-hmm.
Then Keith with a 7-3. Really high.
How?
Mariana with a 6. Matthew with a 5-9.
On the lower half, which is a little surprising.
Shy with a 6-3.
Yay!
Denzel with a 5-6.
That's correct.
Yeah, but that's low.
Yeah.
And then Kari with a 5-2.
Kari's makeover with a 5-2.
Yep. And Ben with a 5-6.
Now, I will say this, because I think we should point this out, because we pointed it out and how often the social media last cycle seemed to negatively target Renee.
Yes.
It was very nice that Raylia, Keith, and Shy, several people of color, people who present as people of color, are getting high fan scores.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I still don't trust the internet and social media, but at least it doesn't feel like, and I haven't noticed us needing to talk about it as much, so
it's been there a little, but it does seem like, I wonder if they've put in some kind of safeguard or oversight or something.
Or is Renee just getting online and being like, I hate my fans. No, I'm kidding.
I think also we know that the show, because we read it, can adjust the scores as needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, there might be some fix.
Although you think they might have done that for these social media scores of the bottom too.
Yeah, you think. Before we get to that, there are pictures of Winnie and Ivy.
Oh yes. Winnie's is quite nice.
Yes.
Yes.
And although it does read a little like, huh?
Huh? Yeah. Ivy is child turned into vampire at age 12.
Yeah, this is straight out of Twilight.
Yeah. I'm going to say it, y'all. We liked Ivy. All of her eliminated contestant photos have not been for JW Grubb.
So, Ben and Lennox are in the bottom. So, Adam and Lennox are in the bottom for very different reasons.
Yes. Adam's is that Tyra wants him here, but nobody else does. And Lennox's that everybody else wants her here, but Tyra doesn't. Yes.
I literally wish she just said it. Just say it. And then let Adam and Lennox turn to each other and be like, yeah, that makes sense.
This is where we learn that their social media scores are a 6 for Adam and a 7-3 for Lennox, tying for first.
Mm-hmm.
And that if Tyra had given her a 4,
yep,
she would have been above Adam.
Which is so interesting because the 4 could have still been devastating.
Yes.
And then she could have had this moment where she was like, but social media saved you. It feels like that's what the show should have done. And then she could have still saved Adam for the same reasons she saved Lennox.
Yes.
But JW, she needed to punish Lennox more because she said,
oh, I know
she doesn't deserve a photo.
That was
blank, blank.
What?
That's one of the meanest things Tyra said to someone.
And Lennox going on Ghosties and having to open up to a blank photo and being like, oh, I didn't deserve one this week.
And no, it had nothing to do with the modeling. It had nothing to do with modeling. Tyra doesn't like me.
It's like punishment theater.
Yes, it's the TSA. This is the TSA. Then further punishment. Next time, you're only going to get 5 frames.
And I love how much Tyra clearly didn't play in this, because the next thing won't even be a picture.
Yep.
And even next episode, they have to correct 5 frames to something else. And then she says, the rest will have an ample amount of chances. Ample. Do you hear that, Lennox? Ample.
Like a bosom. Ample.
I bet you'll be there wishing, oh, if only I had ample chances.
Because spoiler alert, we never know how many frames the other people get.
From 30 to 40. I'm going to say this one trivia fact, since no one's, we've already talked about Romeo to end it. Just, if you're curious, Lennox will be the only person to ever get a one. So this is a one-time thing.
Good. I'm glad we don't use the one anymore.
I didn't remember this, y'all. Like,
no, because it's wild.
It's so petty.
I was actually surprised, though. And it's just so rare that Top Model can surprise me. Because I was just like, oh, I'm just going to give her a 4 or 5 or whatever. And then she's like, 1. And I was Kelly Cattrall. And I was like, oh.
We didn't mention it, but Tyra is like doing this like, yeah, what did you do wrong? Yeah, you. And Lennox's like, I did this. And she's like, yeah, you did do that. It's like rubbing a dog's face in like an accident. Yes. Like, what is this helping?
Yeah, it's got that energy for sure.
She's just so young. She has so little power in this situation. It just is so uncomfortable.
And it is funny to, beyond the social media score, the cheer that erupts from the other contestants when it's revealed that she does get to stay is so counter to what Tyra's doing. It's just like Tyra's so individually mad. Social media loves her and the other contestants love her. And they're just other, so happy that Romeo's gone.
And the judges.
Yeah. Well, Tyra's so mad that women are doing better because she's just like, I will make a man win. I need to get rid of Winnie. I need to get rid of and they're not letting me.
I wanted Lennox to punch Adam. It didn't work. I almost thought, Lex, that you were about to say, I hate that women are doing it for themselves.
I've already said it. I've said it too many times. And if you've heard us too many times, there's never too many times to listen to Podlina.
Over 250.
Should, yeah, rate, review, and subscribe. I say it, reviews. Reviews are helping.
Oh, yes. There's been some really sweet ones and long ones recently. Mm-hmm.
You can also send us your hot takes and iced tea at podlitum.com or directly through Gmail at podlitum@gmail.com. You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I am on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok at JB Crump. Okay.
And be sure to use the hashtag podlitum and answer our question. Are you bored, sweaty, or horny? So for Podlitum, I have been Lex Basile Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podlitum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.